Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy, and hello, welcome to the show. We got a Thursday live studio audience this morning, special musical guest. It's going to be awesome. I'm Scott Spaziano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up?
Hello. Yes, Thursdays are live audience Thursday. And if you ever want to come in, 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, sign up. Do your ding.
Yeah, all we right. Love it. We love Thursdays. We get people. So our sales guy who's coming in too, He's like, listen, you guys are all set, right? You got a big spread for them and everything, right? And I'm like,
No.
No, we don't have anything for our guest, okay? We're horrible hosts.
I know.
That is like my one big thing about this. And he goes, okay, I'll go stop and get some food.
That's the Italian in you. Eat.
I know. I sound food. Like a broken record because I say it so often, but it really does embarrass me.
Hey, if you're a small business, like a pastry shop or coffee shop and stuff, and you're open this time of morning, then we would love to give you plugs for free food. I mean, we can do that, right? It's legal.
Yeah. I don't know. You can't really bypass the system and the
sales department. We're working for our sales department. We'll figure it out.
There you go.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, whatever.
Come on.
Yeah.
We'll get you free plugs and we'll get free food.
I won't tell anyone. We should have done.
What?
Maybe we're going to do this next year.
What's that?
We should have done the day before Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving's always on a Thursday, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we can't do live audience Thursday. We should do live audience Wednesday next year.
Yeah.
And then do a full Thanksgiving spread.
Do a full spread. Invite all the Buzz fam and anybody who wants to just.
Yes.
Huge. We'll rent out the convention center and just eat.
Well, okay. That is, yes. I don't know if we can make that happen next year, but if we keep it intimate like we always do, but then have like a turkey dinner together at 8 in the morning.
Yeah, that'll be. How about just go straight to the mimosas?
You know?
I mean, because we do shots at the top of the hour, so we'll just do mimosas. How's that sound?
And keep it PG.
Yeah.
I'm worried about today's keep it PG, though.
Why?
Because the... So Seven Wonders is coming in.
Yes. Tegan and the rest of the band.
If you have not heard Seven Wonders, they're awesome. They're a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
Yeah.
It's she's like on point.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome. Amazing.
If you close your eyes, you don't know if you're listening to Stevie Nicks or... Yeah. Tegan. But anyhow, well, I know Tegan, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's actually, they're actually running commercials. Mm-hmm. So they're like a client.
Yeah, they're coming to Anthology on November 26th. They're playing a big show.
And you never really want to make a client feel uncomfortable. And here we are. Hey, keep it PG.
Oh, come on.
It's going to be. They're not lawyers.
They're rock stars.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
They've seen and done more than you would ever will have.
Okay, that's true. Because it really messed with my head last night when I was trying to come up with these. I'm like, no, that's a little too much. Hold on. Hold off on that one. Water it down a little bit.
Nah.
I never know where the line is.
Nah.
But anyhow.
It'll be fine.
So that's before before the end of the show, around 8:30.
Yeah, plus Bills PG. Mafia, Ken's coming on around 7 to do the Bills game's on tonight.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You going to watch it?
Going to try. Try to laugh till halftime at least.
Say that.
I'm going
just
to start.
Say no.
No, 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 no. I am going to watch it.
I'll see kickoff.
I
watch
cannot,
the kickoff.
I don't know. It's seven, eight, something like that. But I may not get to the end.
Yeah, just say I'm going to watch the kickoff and maybe first quarter.
No, I'd like to watch the whole game if I can.
You ain't going to make it.
Well, we'll see how much alcohol I have.
You ain't going to make
it. We'll see how many drinks I have.
Yeah, right.
And if they're losing, then I'll probably fall asleep.
Nah, come on. The Bills always lose till the end.
I know. Man, that last week's game, I've been seeing, you know, all kinds of social media about it, like how it was just one of the most amazing historic. I was like, oh, God, it's great. It's great. And here I am screaming at myself while everybody else is doing something else. Go, the Bills make me want to shout.
Such a lonely man.
I know. Lonely man in a house full of women.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah. Okay, wake up. It's our 6 o'clock hour, 6:04. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, and a live audience Thursday.
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Ready? What? Before you do your morning yawn,
yes.
Your first morning yawn, I want you to pay attention to this. How wide can you open up your mouth?
Oh.
Did you see this freaking kid?
No, you told me not to watch it yet.
Oh, my God, Scott. I was like, no way. I don't know if I'm impressed or shocked or I don't know. So this Minnesota kid, he's just a kid. He's a teenager.
Okay.
He has the record for biggest mouth, largest mouth gape. Is how they refer to
mouth
it.
Gape.
Okay. Mouth gape. Mm. Holding the world record, Isaac Johnson. He's from Minnesota. Mm-hmm.
Minnesota.
Look at his freaking mouth.
All right, so.
Look at, okay. Watch the video that I sent you.
I can click on it now?
Yeah, it's more of a visual.
I have the biggest mouth in the world.
Oh, my God. Holy Holy crap. And he's got braces.
Look at what he puts in his mouth.
He can fit an entire Big Mac in his mouth.
Four of them.
One, two, three, four.
Four?
The McDonald's end of an A&W root beer bottle, not the thin end.
I have the biggest mouth in the world.
Oh, my God.
4 inches.
Oh, man. He can fit his fist. Now, there was a girl in my school that could fit her fist in her mouth. She had a big, huge mouth.
I don't know what to say about that.
She go like this.
Okay, wait. Oh, I was just going to say, how wide can you open up your mouth? Go as wide as you can.
Yeah.
Okay, try to fit your fist in there.
Why don't you put your fist in my mouth? It's smaller.
Oh, my fist is smaller. You know what? Actually, as you were saying that, I was thinking that. But then I thought, no, I'm not putting my fist in your mouth. No, you can't. Okay, wait, here. Put my fist in your mouth. My fist is small.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes, I did.
You didn't wipe your... Okay, ready? Okay, ready?
You want me to bleach wipe them? I'll do this hand.
The one without the rings would be fine. Okay, ready?
This feels weird! Whoa. Oh my God, that is the weirdest feeling. That was a bad idea.
How's your knuckle?
I don't know what to do with this hand now. I can't touch anything.
Use hand lotion?
Why? What's my hand taste like? You never know what your hands taste like. What does it taste like? Is it bad?
Know. No, I don't know. I don't know. Thanks. I'm glad that you put the hand in without the rings. The other hand would have been more dangerous.
I have Scott saliva on my hand. I got Scott DNA on me.
All right.
Okay? Does anyone want to clone Scotty? So I don't know how. I can't even fit my phone. Like, I can't.
Wait. Don't know, like...
The bottom of an A&W, like, what are those
bottles? Yeah, like the 2-liter or the giant, yeah.
The bottom end of it. This
fits
kid...
Right in his mouth.
It's like he's a snake. His jaw comes unhinged and it's like...
crazy. I gotta watch this.
I don't know if that's an attractive quality or not.
He's got braces, too.
I mean, he's a kid, so I don't want to talk about it like that. But when he grows up...
The biggest mouth in the world.
Wow! Look at that! It's just like, man. And he doesn't look like weird. Like,
no,
he doesn't look like he's got like a big jaw or anything.
He is a Patriots fan, though. He's wearing a Patriots shirt.
So I don't know.
We're going to judge him a little bit there.
Yeah, well, there you go. Wow.
How wide can you open your mouth?
10.7 centimeters.
It's 4 inches. About 4 inches, like 3.974 or something like that.
Shoot.
I don't know, the bottom of my water bottle? No, I can't. Ow, I just smacked my tooth. But anyhow, okay, I got to go wash my hands.
The best part of your morning isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Get your kids off Roblox.
I know.
Well, maybe.
If I hear one more bad story about Roblox. So it's Spisano and Sandy. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Thank you so much for waking up with us, taking time with us.
Yeah.
Now, if your kids are on Roblox, and I'm so surprised, Ellie, I guess it does make sense
it's
why Ellie would be.
It's an online game, yeah. And her cousins play it, and they're older girls, and they play it when they go down over there, go down in the basement, they're playing it. But there's a chat feature on it where you can talk with other people playing it.
Right.
So this is the
heads up and the news story, and you're hearing it on the news today on our show too. A former volunteer firefighter for the Chi Lai Fire Department is facing criminal charges because he reached out to girls using the Roblox app, like the text messaging part of it.
Mm-hmm. Right, the chat function.
12 years old.
Bad news bears.
Explicit text messages. And it happened over several months, starting like Christmas last year. So she probably just got it or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't reported until March when the victim's father called the FBI National Threat Operations Center. Now, I can't even imagine as a parent. That's his little girl, 12 years old, discovering that.
Jeez.
So... I didn't realize you can turn off. Like, see, and somebody's got to educate me on Roblox. My little nephew has tried to so many times. 818-2899. So you can communicate with people. Is there anybody listening in and monitoring what's happening or no?
I don't think there's any moderators. Are there?
I don't know. Like, I know one of the things that my nephew plays, because I hear him talking to himself. I'm like, are you talking to me? And my sister's like, nah, he's got a headset. He's got the headset.
Packet.
He's talking to whoever he's playing with. But whatever game that is, I'm not sure if it is Roblox. She says that there's somebody listening in on all the conversations.
Minecraft?
I don't know.
Minecraft. Those are the two big ones.
Is it Roblox?
It could be Roblox, too. All I know is that, like, my daughter was interested in it and she got it. And then I'm like, you know what?
Doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't feel right. And it's not like she's talking to anybody or anybody was talking to her.
But I think you can turn off the setting. So did you turn off that setting?
Yeah, but it asks, it's monetized. You have to buy stuff for it. I'm like, I'm not paying any money into this.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what you're doing. You're six, you know. I mean, if anything, she's just hand-eye practice. You know, there's no rhyme or reason to what she was doing. What's the game?
I know Minecraft. That's where you're building things.
Yeah. It's a world. You run around in it and do stuff.
Are you building it like Minecraft?
I do not know.
Oh, you don't even know.
No.
See?
Yeah.
So you can't fault the parents. Anybody who is like, if you don't monitor your kid's stuff, then No, see, you don't even know what the game really is. I don't either.
Right.
You could try all you want to try to monitor everything.
You still can't.
You can't. Nowadays, it is so hard to keep an eye on your kids 100%.
Yeah, and if you do, I mean, if you can, you get into it, you know. Play the game with them. Find out what's going on.
You know what? I don't know. If I was part of the fire department, I kind of would be bothered by this. Because why are they attaching his volunteer profession with his crime? They don't always do that.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
So now you've tainted the image of the Chi Lai Fire Department, which shouldn't be tainted because he was a volunteer and he didn't do it when he was there at the fire department. He's resigned from the firehouse.
In August.
So why, you know what I mean? Like,
But he was still a volunteer there when all these things happened. But they said nothing happened while he was, any reference occurred that he was on duty or participating in department activities. No.
But I think now the fire department, unfortunately, is going to have to do some work to kind of patch up the wound and repair.
No, they won't. They're fine. That satisfies me. I have nothing against that.
I know.
They don't have to do anything to repair their image. They're fine.
I hope they don't have to.
No.
But the minute you say, and why did the news station say that? Why do they label it like that? Why do they have to? Because you see a firefighter as somebody above this kind of work?
Well, yeah. This kind of behavior, public service kind of people, you know? I mean, and why is it, if somebody who's a police officer does something wrong, they say, well, he's a police officer. It's probably because he's in that service world of...
Why don't they do it with any other job?
Yeah, right. An accountant. Right, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah, an accountant did this.
I know.
I think I want it with every profession or every criminal. Because you're right. You slap a label on, depending on what you do for a living, you have this idea of how you should act.
Yeah, but like I'm thinking, like any crime out there other than petty crime, car thief, robbing a convenience store, doesn't warrant where they work, does it?
This doesn't really. I don't know. I think. Okay, now think about all the crime.
So, like
all
the white collar crime that you hear, like this 56-year-old woman embezzled, so and so from the VFW post. That's how they connected, right?
Okay, but if your crime. Mm-hmm. isn't at your place of employment.
Right.
So think about this now. Every crime that we've heard of, it's always former, they will always say teacher.
Yeah.
If a teacher commits a crime, right. You're always a teacher.
Because.
A police officer.
Yep.
A firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. A nurse commit a crime and nobody's going to say, oh, the nurse, just so-and-so committed a crime. Think
I
about it
now. I do not know why.
Think about
it's
it.
Maybe because each one of those is a servant to the public.
We hold them at a higher standard.
We hold them at a higher standard. You're
now,
right.
do you recognize that, teachers, firefighters, and police officers, if you're listening right now?
Stop criming.
You have to be perfect. We think you're going to be perfect all the time.
Thank you for being a friend.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano Sandy. We want to take a minute to thank our Buzz listeners. You guys.
Yes. What did you call it again?
Huh?
What did you call it?
The sack of thanks.
The sack of thanks. Wait, I got to add one. I forgot Donna Garagio. I didn't put her in.
Donna Garagio.
No, I got to put her in.
Oh, so I'm just going to do it today?
I'm just going to put it in the bag.
Okay.
I like the randomness of just, okay.
So what we do is we take all of our BuzzFam names, the people you guys call us all the time, so we put it in a big sack, and then we're going to pull out a name and say hi to you.
Now, listen, if you've never called into the show, or you listen all the time, but you've never called in, we would love for you to call in and be part of our family and be that, familiar voice that everyone waits to hear for. 818-2899.
Plus, we're kind of needy, so we need friends.
We just like to... Yeah, okay, fine, we are. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
We are thankful for... Oh, come on, stop.
What?
Big Donna Garagio.
Oh, good, all right. Good job.
Wait, how did that happen? I don't know.
That was a good waste of 40 seconds right there.
I know, wasn't it?
Donna Garagio is funny. She's, she is definitely on board with the whole West Side Garage style where you turn it into a three-season room, right?
Why do you say it with that kind of tone in your voice?
Two-season room?
I sense some judgment happening here.
Oh, a little bit of jealousy. I wish my garage was clean and neat and tidy and I had a ceiling fan and cable and TV. And
why do you appreciate her, though?
Because she calls us all the time, and she's a sweetheart, and she's kind of funny too, which I love her.
Oh, I love Donna Garagio. She is my twin. She's absolutely my twin, and I think she just had knee surgery.
Oh
God, HIPAA laws.
Yeah, HIPAA. Thanks a lot.
Was I able to say that?
Donna.
I mean, she's posting about it on Facebook, so I think it's okay.
Okay, yeah. Hey, if it's on Facebook, then it's anywhere.
And she always agrees with me. So that's why I appreciate Donna, because oftentimes I feel alone. Donna Garagio, we love you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a friend. You're not one of the Golden Girls, though.
The sack of thanks.
Sack of thanks.
Please get your name into the sack of thanks.
It's actually Sandy's headphone bag, which is kind of neat. We're coming off.
Droopy sack. You know how old this is? I'm trying to just get out there. I'm getting prepared for Keep It PG later on today.
It's live audience Thursday starting at 8 and right around about, what time is it anyways? Oh, yeah, about 15, 20 minutes from now, it's Bills Mafia Ken. We're going to do Bills trivia. Bills playing tonight,
Scott,
on Thursday Night Football.
Versus me.
Yes, we've decided to make this a little bit of a competition.
Yeah, at the end, right? Right before vacation, like at the end, before Christmas, whoever wins, whoever gets the most amount of points.
Has to bake a pie.
Wait, if I win, I have to bake a pie. Well, then I'm going to intentionally lose.
No, if you lose, the loser has to pay up.
No, because you love baking pies, so that's not even a threat to you.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass.
Listen, we got to come up with a different kind of wager.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout.
Here we go. Thursday Night Football. 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy, and the one, the only, famous Bills Mafia, Ken, is on the line. Morning, bud.
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing great.
Anybody ever, for a moment, even a fleeting moment, you want to bitch about how long your day is? Ken is pulling a 12-hour day today.
Yeah, he wins. You win today, buddy.
Is this how every day is for you?
Monday and Thursday are pretty much 12-hour.
God, you work like a nurse shift, right? Don't nurses do 12 hours? I don't know how they do it either. Listen, Scott and I are not complaining ever again.
No, never again.
Well, Scott will, but
yeah,
okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, so the score right now, it's Scotty versus me, Bills trivia. And
1-1.
It's 1-1.
Yes. And tonight it's the Bills and Houston Texans. Texans don't have as good of a record as the Bills do. Am I correct?
You are correct.
He's like, hurry up, just get to the damn question. Okay, all right, Ken, go ahead, throw it at us. Who will win Bill's trivia today, me or Sandy? Who do you think's going to win?
Who do I think's going to win?
Yeah, neither of us.
Sandy. Both are going to get it wrong.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right.
I wonder if that's how you write the questions. How can I make them look stupid?
Yeah. Okay. Pretty much. Yeah.
Very good.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, buddy. This is Buffalo Bills trivia. Go ahead.
All right. So this is going to be Josh Allen's ninth Thursday Night Football game.
Jeez.
In the previous eight starts, How many times have they won?
Oh.
Oh my gosh, that's so easy.
That's easy.
Yeah, it's easy.
Wait, what do you mean it's easy?
I already know the answer. Is this multiple choice or are we just going to say the answer?
I would just say the answer.
Just say the answer?
Okay. What? Three.
How are you so confident?
I know. Three? It's three.
This is the
What's
ninth.
What's your answer?
They've won them all.
Oh. Oh, it's 2-1, Scott.
Ah!
What?
I won!
Never lost on Thursday Night Football.
Really? They haven't?
Nope. This is his night. He wins every time, and Fitzpatrick ends up taking his shirt off every time.
Yes.
Oh, he takes his shirt off?
Not Josh Allen.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, in the post game.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Fitzpatrick takes his shirt off every time the Bills win in the month of Thursday Night Football.
Oh, God, now I do remember that. Okay, darn it. Well, okay, that sucks.
One of the reasons we watch Thursday Night Football when the Bills play is for Fitz to take his shirt off.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, man.
That.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Wow.
It's an inappropriate sign that made it to the air last week. Last time.
Oh, really? I missed that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I guess we can't talk about that on the radio. But we can talk about tonight's game. What do you think?
I am not predicting a blowout.
Really?
Ever again.
I know, right?
This should be a fairly easy win.
I think so, too. I mean, after that Miami thing, I think Josh Allen is just so pissed. He's like, well, I got to set some records next game. So he did, right? Is tonight another chance at another record for him to set?
I mean, every night's a chance for him to set a record.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what he does.
All right. You want to give me a score?
I'm going to predict 27-24 and hope it's not that close.
Oh, okay. All right. Sounds good.
I'm not predicting blowouts.
Sounds good. All right. Ken, Bills Mafia, thanks, man. Go Bills.
Absolutely. Go Bills. The Bills make me wanna.
It's the ultimate judgment zone. Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Oh, let's talk divorce. That's always happy.
Oh, God, I know. But this is really bugging her. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to bring it up on the air. So she said it was completely fine as long as I don't say her name.
Okay, that's
but
fine. Yeah.
A friend of mine, someone I know, this will be the first year divorced. So being divorced. And she told her ex, listen, can we tone it down with the gifts? Can you just go big or go home?
For the kids?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Can we tone it down with the gifts? Because I can't keep up financially. And he flat out said, no. So now she's like, oh my God. am I a jerk for asking him to tone it down? Or is he a jerk for just blatantly saying no?
Well,
but she's like, I mean, I don't know really her finances, but she's like, I got to scale it back a lot this year. I have to. It's my first year being divorced. It's like she's trying to resettle in her finances and whatever. Mm-hmm. And she just can't. She can't go big. And he's just that. He's that kind of ex, that kind of dad.
Then he's the jerk.
Who always has to be like.
Yeah. Well, he's a jerk.
So you say easy jerk.
This is not even a thing.
Well, I don't know. I mean. I don't know. Is it a thing or not?
Any justification in him using kids as a pawn and that kind of thing.
But he's always been the go big or go home type dad with the gifts.
Okay.
So she's asking him now, hey, listen, this year, can we just scale it back a little bit? Just don't go over the top.
Okay. I see where we're at. I'm starting to develop some feels.
Yeah.
I'm starting to develop some feels.
And this specific jerk or justified, we got to decide the moral compass. You got to come up with a verdict, jerk or justified. But also, I feel like this is one that warrants a little bit of advice, too, if you have good advice for her.
Exactly. Hi, the boys. Good morning. Jerk or justified.
Hi, Scott and Sandy. It's Joanne from Gates. How are you guys?
Hi, Joanne from Gates. Hi. So what do you think?
I can relate to the woman because I was in her shoes being divorced.
Uh-huh.
Him saying no, that he's used to giving these kids whatever they want.
They would go big or go home for things or for Christmas.
She can give what she can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
She can't, there's no competition. You can't. So him saying no, I think he is justified because he can afford it.
Let him It's his money, right? Go ahead.
Yes, I know, but doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter about the money. I can totally see where she's coming from in that it's the mama guilt of how does it look to the kids? The kids are only going to see the size of the gift and what is the gift.
She could just say, Dad and I chipped in.
I see. All right, so he's justified, though.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks Joanne from Bates.
Love you.
Take care.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The kids are 8 and 10, by the way.
What, 8 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is a friend of mine. If you're just joining us here on Jerker Justified, 818-2899. And she said this is going to be a tough Christmas this year. First year divorced. Her husband is that type of dad. Like, all around, everything he does, it's go big or go home.
Yeah.
And he wants all the credit, all the attention. I'm the greatest father ever. And that's one of the reasons why she's divorcing him. Because because he's always
because
like,
he wasn't?
Well, just because he's always like the, look at me, look at how great I am. You know what I mean? Okay, anyhow.
Yeah.
So she said, listen, this year, because I can't financially
give a lot.
Mm-hmm. Can you tone it down? And he said, no.
Okay. I don't see why she would ask him to do that because it seems to me that she doesn't want to look bad because she doesn't have any money.
Yeah.
But that's not a thing. Kids don't care. They, you know, I mean, whether they don't even care if the gifts come from mom or dad. They just want gifts. They want stuff. They want toys. They want, you know, the.
Yeah, but you lived through it. You were divorced. You know, when they go to your, they open up the gifts at your house and it's a modest Christmas. It's what it's supposed to be. And then they go to dad's house and it's a wow Christmas.
So what? Is that going to make them love dad more?
I don't know.
No.
I can understand the mama guilt, I guess.
Yeah. I mean. To say no, I'm going to go bigger, that's a Richard move, but I'm just going to stay the same. We're going to stay the same. I mean, he was joking. She can actually say, you know, all the gifts from both of the houses are both from mom and dad, you know, or Santa or whatever, you know? So I think I don't think he's a jerk. I think he's.
You don't?
No. I hate to say the word he's justified because it sounds like you're making it sound like he's rubbing it in her face. But
I kind of feel like it when she was talking to me. It was like, why wouldn't you say, yeah, you're right. We should keep this a modest.
Yeah, okay, so we're divorced and we're going to punish our kids for going less.
Well, no, not punish. Like, I don't think she wants to scale it back where they're getting one gift, like plus the Santa gift. Santa's above and beyond, right? Separate. But I kind of feel like she is nervous. The way she was telling me the story, it's kind of like she feels like he is going to go bigger just because he knows she can't go big.
Well, again, it's not her money anymore, so let him spend it.
818-2899.
I do have a voice message from the Odyssey app.
Hold on. Oh, okay.
Listen to this here.
I got to say, I'm sorry. It happened to me too. Kind of a similar situation when I was going through my divorce, and I was so frustrated and angry. But really, in the end, the kids aren't going to remember the gifts. It's the mom guilt that's going to eat away at you, but don't let it. Give them lots of love and get as equally excited about the gifts he's giving the kids so they see that they don't have to compare. You're just as excited for them to have a great Christmas. Good luck.
Oh. I never thought about that. How hard is that going to be?
What?
Oh, my God. Dad got you that?
Yeah.
So
you got to play that game.
Oh,
I've been
that
through
must
it.
Be so hard. Is
I've
it the hardest part of divorce?
No. That's not the hardest part.
It's one of the top three, though.
No, it has to be top three. Presents are presents, and you got to be happy. You know, on the inside, you're like, but on the outside, you'll be like, oh, look what you got. That's awesome.
My husband gets frustrated when Santa gives a bigger gift than he does.
It's a competitive in him. I had a buzz on Jerker Justify. Go ahead.
That's what it is, the competitive dad nature.
Hi.
I just want to say that now it might hurt and now it might be uncomfortable, but in the end, the kids will see the same thing and know what his characteristics are versus hers. So in the end, it all comes out.
Yeah.
So this Christmas might hurt and next Christmas might hurt. But as they get older, they'll see the love,
uh-huh.
and it's not about the gifts, it's about the love, like
right.
that woman just said.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just make Christmas special, and that's all they need. And in the end, Dad will be that guy, and Mom will be Mom.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's a very good point.
Figure it out. I was always told they'll figure it out. Thank you.
Yep,
they'll see. They'll see the whole picture. Hi. Thank you, Fired Up Trish.
Hi, Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Go ahead.
I think it's justified.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because I was divorced, I had two little girls, they were young, I was struggling, and I always communicated with my children and told them what was going on mm-hmm. and how I financially can't do this or financially can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I could tell you that my 26 and 30 years old daughter has nothing to do with their father.
Okay. Even if he showered him with gifts, right?
Well, yeah, you can't buy love.
Exactly.
Can't buy me love.
You right. know, I wonder that too. Did you feel like saying that to them, I can't financially, were you worried that they would feel like worried about the finances? Like, how did you say that?
I actually was always just honest. I just said that our life's going to change.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm now going to be a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
And our home, which we lived in my home,
mm-hmm.
Was more important to put a roof over their head and then showering them with money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love this.
In this gimme society with social media, though, God, it must be a little bit harder, don't you think?
If your kids are grounded.
But children understand more than what we think.
It's so true. After you're on the other side of it, you're like, wow, they got it. You know, even though they were little, they got it.
That's
Thank
true.
You.
Thank
Hi.
You.
Hi, Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Well, I think I'm going to be the naysayer. I think the guy is being a jerk.
Okay,
I think
very
that
good.
You need to be co-parenting effectively
mm-hmm.
and that you need to put the needs of your children above your own petty grievances and your selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
And that if he knows that his wife can't give as much, then maybe they should be sharing the presents between the two households and making it better all the way around for the kids, because that's what matters is the kids, not them.
All right. Good angle. Very good angle. A fresh one, too.
I mean,
Thank
that
you.
Is good.
Yeah. All
I
right.
just want to call him a jerk just because I know he is. So.
All right. Thanks
There's
for the
probably
call.
A good reason she divorced him.
Yep. Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Hopefully she got all.
Day.
She should
you
be getting
too.
All of his money. All right, so where are we weighed at? You got any messages?
I mean, it hurts to say justified because I know the type of guy he is. But in the long run,
that's what we voted.
I know it's
the verdict is
okay.
Justified.
Again, let him burn his money on the kids. You know, no skin off your back.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Ooh, we're doing shots in a few minutes.
Yes.
Let's celebrate divorce.
It's live audience Thursday. Tegan and Matt from Seven Wonders are going to be in the studio with us.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back in the Buzz.
Got something to share with Spazano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. AUD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
D-A-C-Y.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
It's time. Here it is. You guys ready to do this? All right, turn it up. Feel the vibe. Thursday's live. Let's survive. Sip it up. Raise them high. Buzz fans here. Reach the sky. Shot, 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 shot. We're doing shot, shot. How are you?
Wonders in yes. the studio with us, yes. the live audience yes. Thursday.
Keegan, John, Matt, all from the band, all playing on the 26th at Anthology.
Okay, wait.
Staff. Mm, yum, yum.
That was funny how you guys downed that shot mm-hmm. like no one else has.
Experience.
Comes with
they
the
need
job.
It. Yeah, yeah, been there. Been there, done that, right? Man, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. If you haven't seen Seven Wonders before, this is your opportunity to go see them. This is going to be yeah. amazing. You guys are going to do some Fleetwood Mac for us later on today, right?
Yeah, we will. Okay. Give you a little taste.
Okay.
That if they stay after our next...
Depends on how many more shots.
Yes, exactly.
That
right.
and yep. after the uncomfortableness of Keep It PG, oh. you don't know. You might bail out early.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. And we don't even have to explain how the contest works.
It's not really a contest. The game?
It's a game.
What do we call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a game. Yeah. yeah. I mean, the name says it all, right?
Keep okay. it PG.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy. Honored to have our guests in the studio this morning from Seven Wonders. If you like Fleetwood Mac, you're going to love them. They're coming out to play at Anthology, right?
That's correct.
What
yep.
night? What night are you guys playing?
26.
Wait,
Thanksgiving
where's
Eve.
The microphone? Oh yeah, that's the big night, right?
It is. Yep.
So it will sell out.
We would hope that it would sell
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it's going to sell
either
out.
Either way, it's going to be a fun time.
It's awesome.
Especially after Keep It PG, everybody's going to love you even more now. Okay, so here's the game. Keep It PG, we do this every Thursday at this time. Rules of the game, you cannot use the same word someone else says. You have 5 seconds to respond. The most creative gets the point.
Mm.
Jimmy here, who works here at Odyssey, is the judge.
You're the judge, Jimmy.
You and me. Uh-oh. We're the judge, okay?
Hot Santa.
And and you have to keep it PG. Jimmy does look like Hot Santa.
He looks like Hot Santa. Yeah, he's Hot Santa.
Okay. Is that PG Hot Santa?
Yeah, it's GQ Santa.
Okay, so Tegan, you're always going to start us off.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Okay,
right.
I hope I understand that.
Keep it PG, Tegan.
I'm really good at that.
Your coworkers would be shocked if they knew what you sneak off to do in the bathroom during the workday. But for you, it's your little moment of peace. It calms you. What is it that you do?
It's supposed to be a funny answer, right?
It's most creative wins.
Keep it PG.
Five.
Book shows.
Ah,
oh,
very good. Book shows. By the way, they tour nationally.
Yes,
saying.
Yes. Okay, yeah. Matt. What do you do in the bathroom to calm down, but it would shock your coworkers?
Bavarian cream.
He does Bavarian cream.
not Boston cream? Oh, my God.
Okay, that's what he calls it. Very right. good.
Yeah.
John,
what do you got?
I don't know. How am I going to top Bavarian cream?
I don't know, man.
Probably Doom Scroll.
Ah!
Doom Scroll. Okay. All right, man. Scotty, wrap it up. Your coworkers would be shocked if they knew what you sneak off to do in the bathroom during the workday. But for you, it's your little moment of peace. It calms you. What is it that you do?
Look up 3D printing stuff.
God. Oh, God. We all did a collective roll of the eye. Okay, Jimmy, who gets the point?
I got to go with the donut.
Yeah, Bavarian cream.
Matt, Bavarian cream, you're on the board. Ready? Number two, Tegan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This might make you blush to tell all of us.
Uh-oh.
But your partner says when things get hot and heavy,
mm-hmm.
you make a noise that sounds like an animal. Which one?
How is this PG?
Well, your answer has
you
to be
keep
PG.
PG. Yeah. You wanted to make the sound or just the,
whatever,
what the animal is?
However you want to win the point.
Right. I don't think I can make a sound.
Mm.
I might need a few more shots.
Five seconds.
I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
Okay. Well, just say animal. Just say an animal then.
A zebra.
Okay. Hot and heavy zebra.
Striped.
Heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt, what's that weird noise you make when you get all hot and heavy?
I'm going to go with a large wooden badger.
Yes.
Oh, can you do the noise for us? What does a badger sound like?
Well, it's a wooden badger.
Oh, right.
Special qualification.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
John? I'm like a squeaky wheel.
I was waiting. Are you going to do the sound effect or no? Pretty good.
All right, John, you're up.
Probably a whale.
A whale?
Yeah.
Are we making that noise?
It's like a...
Keep it PG, it's Potato and Sandy. It might make you blush to tell all of us, Scotty,
yes.
But Jill says when things get hot and heavy,
yeah.
Jill, your wife,
uh-huh.
you make a noise that sounds like an animal.
Yeah, you know what it is?
What?
A sea otter.
His face. His face is so on point. Jimmy, who's getting the point?
I'd like to hear your answer.
No, I'm the host. I don't get to play.
Oh, really? You thought of it, so something's going on in your head when you came up with this.
Jimmy, which one?
The whale.
The whale. The whale wins. John is on the board. Okay, final one. Confidence is key when you're on stage.
Mm.
It's a bit naughty, but you always make sure you put on what before a big performance? Tegan?
Deodorant and my platform heels.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Matt?
Well, I'm the Mick Fleetwood of the band, so I put on my balls.
Oh, yes.
That actually is PG.
It is.
Wait, you put on your what?
The ball. Have you seen the album cover, the Rumors album cover?
Mick Fleetwood wore a pair of wooden balls from his
belt.
They're on string.
In every show.
Is FCC
since the 60s.
Gonna cancel us? Or are we done here? We're okay?
It's just a fact.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable by that answer. Okay, John.
A little discomforting for all of us.
Okay.
Mine would probably be tidy whities.
Tidy whities, yeah, very good.
And Scott, finish it off. Confidence is key when you're on stage. A bit naughty, but you always make sure you put on what before a big performance?
My chastity belt.
Oh, God. You always listen to the freaking silence in the room.
Does your chastity belt have a pair of balls?
Tegan for the win! Tegan for the win!
I think we just changed up the rules of the game.
You know why? Because, you know, I don't want to get attacked on stage, you know, so, you know, right. So, gotta lock it up. Lock it up. And we're locking this up.
Who gets the point? Tegan
gets the
point.
Tegan for the win, of course.
She's on the board. Scott loses this miserably. Keep it PG on Spisano and Sandy.
That's right. Right here, 98.9 The Buzz. And we'll be right back. Stick around. Is there a tease?
Yes, Scott is overcharging a friend.
No.
Yes, you are. You absolutely are. And that is why we're doing this conversation in front of a whole group of people so they can all back me up.
That's a statement that you're making. It may not be their opinion.
Okay, here it is. Is Scott overcharging a friend?
Oh, God. We'll be right back. Just for reference, Rick Springfield is 74 years old. Okay.
That's crazy. I don't know what's crazier.
Huh?
That
what?
Or what you're about to do to a friend.
Oh, stop. By the way, it's Live Audience Thursday.
On Spisano and Sandy. If you ever want to join in on Live Audience Thursday, just go to 98.9thebuzz.com.
Our guest in the studio today, the band Seven Wonders. Thank you for coming in, you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for having
Tegan
us.
Tegan and John and Matt, they're going to sing for us in just a few minutes. The best Fleetwood Mac ever, and they're booking nationally, and they will be local coming up on the 26th, the night before Thanksgiving Eve.
You got it. Thanksgiving Eve at Anthology.
Anthology. How do they get tickets? How do they get tickets?
They can get tickets at livefleetwoodmac.com.
Livefleetwoodmac.com. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys, you're going to be honest. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't lie. Don't feel like you need to be like, oh, Scott, it's fine. Just be honest.
So she's telling you to hate on me right now.
No, I'm saying be honest.
We're good at that.
So Scott has this passion for 3D printing.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, I'm a 3D printing freak. I love doing it. It's my creative outlet.
Everybody has heard about it. And if you haven't, he'll force it on you.
Yes, I will.
And show you every picture of every print he's ever done.
Wait, look at this Marshall amp thing that I made.
Okay, see what
you
he's
did
doing
that?
Here?
Yeah, cool. That's really cool.
Wow, that's really cool.
Well, what
yeah.
she wants to give me crap about is this.
He is going to, so a friend.
I love that.
Now, wait, hang on a second. It's a skeleton hand, and it's holding a lantern.
Yes.
Now, here's the deal. A friend of ours, we did a charity event, Rochester Hearing and Speech Center.
Oops. Yeah.
Am I going to get you in trouble? Nah, it's fine.
Probably. Do you care?
And, well, hey, these are just facts. I'm laying out the facts. We're doing a charity event. We're mingling. We're talking to people. Someone else that we know very well, have known forever.
Yeah, I was showing him my stuff, and he's like, oh, my God, can you make me one of those? I'm like, yeah. He goes, how about I want? I'm like, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. First of all, it's a friend.
Hey, don't say the
and
amount.
And he goes, can you? I got to say the amount.
No, ask them what they would pay for.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So first it's a friend, and I thought he would just print something because he loves printing. Like he's begging to print something.
Yeah, like creating things, yeah.
And I go, well, so you're just making it for him, right? He goes, no, I charged him.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for that?
Would you buy that
Touch
if you saw
it?
Touch
it, feel it, pick it up.
Don't break it.
Don't break it.
I'm giving it to him, yeah.
How much would you charge a friend for that?
I told him I'd even put the tea light in it for free.
Oh, wow.
So
how
that comes
that?
With it.
But this is custom. This is a one-off.
Yes.
This is not...
It's not, no.
I mean, no. Okay, fine.
Do you have to, like...
Right. Remember, wait, it's a friend.
So do you have to... You don't just print this. You, like, take your little Dremel tool and...
No. Yeah, I clean it up. I put it together.
Afterwards.
I have to assemble it.
How long does that take you?
This was...
Not in the printer. Post-print.
Post-print? About an hour and a half.
Don't exaggerate.
No, about an hour and a half, because actually I had to, it failed on me twice, so it took me days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and the wrist at the top there, I had to re-glue that. And
well,
then,
just because
whatever.
You made mistakes, you can't tack that on because you're an idiot.
I didn't make...
I'm not going first.
$150.
Okay.
Matt! I told you, you would not spend $150 on
that.
I
would 100% spend $150 if I asked a friend to make it.
Yeah.
And then he's going to ask you if you have one that we can put at merch.
I will give you one. We'll even charge you.
We get the free one.
No.
Tegan, actually, how much would you charge a friend?
I was going to say $100.
Yeah.
Are you people serious?
No, Sandy, you have no concept.
John, I feel like you're more like me.
Initially, I wanted to say... probably like $40 to $50, mm-hmm. but now that I know that it took days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, don't.
I'd say probably $40 to $50, though.
Yep. Okay,
well, how much is the material? $50.
Nothing. He says it's nothing.
No, I didn't say it's nothing.
It's barely anything, he said.
It's a combination of all the money I've put into the hobby
sure.
is what it is.
Okay.
I'd say that's $40 or $50 if they make 25,000 of them in China.
Right. Right. Yeah.
All
but
right.
If you're going to ask a friend to make that.
A friend. Don't forget the friend part.
He offered.
I think I need to know what the level of experience is that you have. How many things have you made?
Lots. Okay.
All right.
Are you guys dying to find out what the price is? Oh, okay. Here we go. We're showing another 3D print.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
No, that's ugly. Tell him it's ugly.
No, Sandy, you have no taste.
You
have zero taste.
It's the Grinch. It's supposed to be ugly.
Yeah. It's supposed to be creepy and cool. It's a multicolored Grinch.
It's a multicolored Grinch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is like...
That's 16
like, this
hours.
Is proof you can print nightmares. You know what I mean? Like, this is terrible.
How much for a nightmare?
So I thought I was giving him a good deal, and I said $40 for the skeleton hand.
You said $40?
Yeah, $40.
Apparently you're friends with John, because that's what he said of
us. I said he should have, given it to him for free, because it's a friend, and Scott loves to print, and he's looking for things to print. B, I said, tops $20.
Ooh, no. Mm-mm. No. Mm.
Look at the look of disappointment in Matt's face when I said that.
She would pay. She doesn't buy anything, so she, you know, tries to get a deal on everything. She's as
I'm hooked on the friend part. You I'd don't charge you 40 your friend.
I would charge you 40 bucks for that.
So most of my clients are friends. Yes. So the concept of not charging your friends is difficult.
Okay. Well,
business is business.
Maybe it's the Italian. Are any of you Italian?
No. Oh, John is. John's Italian.
Would you charge a friend, John?
Yes.
Maybe it's Italian moms. Anyone in Italian mom?
All right. We've squeezed enough juice out of this one. It's a live audience Thursday, and the band Seven Wonders is in the studio, local but national. Yeah. And you got Tegan and John and Matt, and we're all ready to go. You guys are going to sing for us, right?
We are. We're going to sing a little Landslide for you.
Oh,
right,
excellent.
Now.
I was hoping you would do that. The most awesome Fleetwood Mac band playing at Anthology November 26. Give it up for Seven Wonders. Go ahead.
I took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down. Oh, Muir in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Oh, I don't know. Oh, oh, well, I've been afraid of changing, 'cause I build my life around you. But time makes you bolder, even children get older. I'm getting older too. So
you guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
You want to go see Seven Wonders November 26th. It's Thanksgiving Eve at Anthology. Go to
LiveFleetwoodMac.com.
LiveFleetwoodMac.com. Tegan, John, Matt, thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much for having us.
Anytime you're around, let us know, okay?
All right.
All right, Sandy. You ready to do this?
It is time to say we out.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Not only we out. We out because the commercial-free 98's on next.
Yes.
But we out like Lindsey Buckingham at a reunion concert.
Zing.
See ya, bye.
Got a story Spisano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.